news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If something felt different this weekend, it could be because it was. Donald Trump spared us his stable genius wisdom with no White House coronavirus briefing on Saturday or Sunday. On Friday, it was just a quickie 22-minute presentation in which he took no questions. First time that's happened since these daily sessions began on Easter. So the last time Trump did one of his marathon rallies badly disguised as a pandemic briefing, he gave us this bit of brilliance.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. Supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. The disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside or almost a cleaning.
Yeah, we'll never let that one go. Instead, Trump did his rambling on Twitter, where he spent most of the weekend tweeting ugly things at the press. On Saturday and Sunday alone, Trump sent tweets blasting the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He said the media had it wrong, quote, corrupt and sick, when it said he was speaking to Dr. Deborah Birx during a news conference. He was. He explained his reasoning for not having news conferences anymore.
Everybody's so mean to me.
He suggested Democrats and the media were in cahoots for quoting him, saying the virus was a hoax. He did. He called the Washington Post slime balls. He said reports that Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was on the brink of losing his job were fake, twice. He tweeted three times about the New York Times story on how he spends his time. He later pushed back on that New York Times piece in a New York Post propaganda article. Oh, and he tweeted three times about Fox News and, of course, Noble Nobelgate. You didn't hear about that one yet? Yes, in another Twitter tirade against the media on Sunday, Trump called on reporters who wrote about Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election to return their, quote, Nobel prizes, N-O-B-L-E. There are no Nobel prizes for reported stories, nor are there Nobel prizes. There are Pulitzer Prizes for journalism. There is a Nobel Prize for literature. Of course, that rant was soon deleted. But hours later, Trump revisited it and called his comments, quote, sarcasm. Where have we heard that before? Perhaps the reason Trump took no questions on Friday at his last appearance in the briefing room, because the White House had tried to move CNN's Caitlin Collins, having her switch from her seat in the front row with Chris Johnson, a print pool reporter from the Washington Beacon, who was seated in the sixth row. The seat assignments are made by the White House Correspondents Association, with the White House having no say in the matter at all. When both reporters refused to move, the White House official who tried to get them to swap seats threatened to get the Secret Service involved. Of course, no such thing happened, and Trump left the room after 22 minutes without taking a single question. In reality, the man baby occupying the White House is now throwing a tantrum because he exposed himself as the fraud that he is on Thursday.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. Supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. The disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside or almost a cleaning.
Yeah, that. The Washington Post's Philip Bump and Ashley Carter have a fascinating analysis of what goes on in those White House infomercials briefings. In the 35 of them held since March 16th, Trump spoke for more than 28 hours combined. He took up 60% of the time that the official spoke. Over the past 3 weeks, which comprised the analysis, that amounted to more than 13 hours of Trump speaking. That included 2 hours of attacking others, 45 minutes praising himself and his administration, and in total, just 4.5 minutes expressing condolences for the victims of the coronavirus. Over the past 3 weeks, they found that 87 of his comments or answers, a full 47 minutes, included factually inaccurate comments. But the future of Trump's time at these events is in question. Following Thursday's disastrous outing and the nonstop barrage of taunting at his expense ever since, the White House is planning to shift Trump's statements away from health talk toward easing the economic devastation caused by the pandemic. Another briefing is scheduled for Monday afternoon at 5. Stay tuned, or not. The World Health Organization now says there's no evidence that contracting the coronavirus makes you immune to a second infection. This development throws a wrench in long-term coronavirus management plans like immunity passports, which would have allowed people who've recovered from the disease to resume normal activities on a faster timetable. For top medical experts, increased testing is still the most promising strategy to get people and economies back up and rolling. Here in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci says the country is testing about 1.5 million to 2 million people a week and really needs to double its efforts over the next several weeks. Meanwhile, New York hospitals are studying famotidine, a common heartburn drug, to see if it could be effective against COVID-19. Preliminary results from a clinical trial of remdesivir, that much-discussed experimental antiviral drug, could be released in the next 2 weeks. Across the globe, people are social distancing, but the numbers keep going up. As of Monday morning, almost a million people in the United States alone have been infected by the coronavirus, with more than 54,800 having died. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson returns to work Monday. Johnson was released from the hospital last Sunday after battling COVID-19 and has been recuperating at home. However, officials say the UK is not yet ready to lift its lockdown measures and will work on increasing its coronavirus testing capacity. Some other countries are already opening up. Switzerland will allow some businesses like hairdressers and DIY stores to reopen on Monday. And New Zealand, claiming it has eradicated the virus, has opened schools and eased restrictions on recreational activities. Italy, which weathered one of the worst coronavirus outbreaks in the world, will begin lifting lockdown measures next week. In Wuhan, China, all hospitalized COVID patients have reportedly been discharged, marking a milestone for the original epicenter of the outbreak. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and be sure to click on that donate button.